Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendapper. Thank you again for being with me here on my Kansas front porch. I really appreciate it. You know what? This show, I think, is a really important show because it's something that we haven't really answered for a long time. Now, the question is, of course, how was Nancy Guthrie chosen? And it's interesting because, of course, There are obvious reasons, right? First of all, her relationship with Savannah. Second of all, the fact she appeared on the Today Show numerous times. We're going to kind of dig deep down into this because I think we need to really look at that from some other angles and way more closely when you really consider everything. So first of all, this is the question, very specifically, how did Porch Guy end up here on this day, February 1st? Obviously, this is how he came up to the porch, head down, knowing that camera was there. What had Porch Guy make his way to this specific porch? I mean, remember, this is an area that is very secluded. No, it is not out, you know, it's suburbia, so to speak, but these are large parcels, and this is an area that and a house that you just would not come upon. It's too dark. You had to know where it was. You had to be in search of the person whose house you went to. I do not believe this was any accident whatsoever. I believe she was very specifically targeted. And we're going to talk about why that would make sense. So I think we need to look at it from a couple of different angles. Obviously, the Savannah Guthrie angle is the angle that everybody, of course, wants to talk about because it's true. I truly believe and have for months and months and months, for all of you that have followed the 130 episodes or whatever we are on, digging deep into everything from everyone in and around Nancy's life, everyone around Savannah's life. We've dug deep into every possible motive. We've dug deep into exactly the details of what happened on that porch. We've dug deep into a lot. But what we really haven't dug deep into is why. Now, to give some context here, when you look at Savannah Guthrie, to be honest, I'm just going to be brutally honest here. I had never heard of Savannah Guthrie. Now, I definitely know who Al Roker is. I definitely have heard of Katie Couric. Definitely have heard of Matt Lauer. Maybe that's just because that's my vintage. And because of all the different things they covered over those years, not because I have never been a morning show watcher. I mean, I was getting up, getting ready for work, getting kids off. The last thing I thought was, I need to check into the morning show. And so it was just something, I didn't know who she was. She's only been on there since 2012. Now, I understand that's 14 years. But, you know, for a lot of women, I think, and men who work, the morning show just a lot of times doesn't work for them. Now that things are digital and things like that, I could see somebody like listening in on their way to work and so on. But I think it's something that, as you know, if you came from a household with two workers working, the wife and the dad, I think seldom did you sit down and watch. So I'm just going to be brutally honest, never heard of Savannah Guthrie before this case. All right. Second of all, I think a lot of people have never heard of Savannah Guthrie this isn't Beyonce. You know, this isn't Carrie Underwood. This isn't Lady Gaga. And Lady Gaga I had never heard of. So I think I have to be really careful. When I saw A Star Is Born, I should say. So I have to be really careful because I have to understand. I mean, I had never heard of Emmy Rossum because I had never watched that show. And, you know, here now, you know, I trained Emmy and love her. But my point is, I'm not sure I'm the best litmus test as to knowing who is famous and who isn't. But in talking and preparing for this show and in sort of interviewing a huge cross section of people, I don't know that that many people knew who Savannah Guthrie was. In fact, I really would love to see and chat, and I'll just put on my glasses and just glance down here. Again, she's been on the Today Show since 2012, so about 14 years, maybe not quite 14 years, certainly a long time. But I think if you aren't a Today Show morning show watcher, and again, I think the Olympics really, really would have made her very famous because a lot of people tune into the Olympics. So nevertheless, and I think that's why people like Al Roker and, you know, Katie Couric and many of these other big names from before, I think that that is the reason why that they knew of them, because then they it puts them into all these other sorts of shows and you see them on it and you get to know them. But only the only reason I even say this or talk about this is because I think you really had to be, it's one of two things. And I'm going to go down both angles because I'm not clearly convinced on either. I'm 100% convinced kidnapped for ransom gone bad. 100%. I have been for a very long time. I'll never say 100%, 99% convinced of that, which again, for all of you who follow me, you know that that's what I've been saying for months and months and months. That's the huge picture. The second picture is, why was she targeted? Could this be a wrench attack, or could this be that she was targeted because of somebody within her circle familiar with her, at least at some point, that brought this up and they made the Savannah Guthrie connection, did their homework, just enough homework, to realize that she would be worth enough and she would be vulnerable. So one is the more familiar connection that she would have been targeted, and one is the more, let's call it pragmatic or research component connection. So let's first get that one out of the way. In other words, if this ends up being a wrench attack, and I again will say, if you look at Surdy K, who is a wrench attack and cyber security, cryptocurrency, I should say, cryptocurrency security firm with about $2 billion. If you look at what they said in their 2026 report, they have characterized this as a wrench attack by proxy. Again, I had been saying that for a long time, or at least throwing this possibility out when I came upon Surdy Tech and was shocked at seeing that in their report. And of course, I reported on it immediately because I found it interesting. Now, the question is, could that have been for some other reason? You know, could Surdy K be wanting publicity or something else to magnify their platform? It's possible. It's something we have to at least consider. But they still have designated this attack as a wrench attack by proxy. They're two totally different things, by the way. A wrench attack, for those who don't know, a wrench attack is when you actually go to the home of somebody with cryptocurrency. You know they have cryptocurrency. They've targeted you. They know it for whatever reason. And we're going to get into how they could know it. And then they essentially whack you to death, beat you, or not to death, but beat you to the point of submission where you want to give your cryptocurrency passwords and so forth so that they can go in, unlock your wallet, and get your money, because once it's transferred, it's gone. So that's a wrench attack. I've never said Nancy's was that sort of a Rich attack. If it is related to a Rich, in other words, how they discovered her, it's going to be a Rich attack by proxy. What that means is they needed Nancy's body. They needed her alive and well to use her to ransom the Guthrie family, specifically Savannah Guthrie, who is worth, she and her husband worth $45 million, that is a possibility of how she was targeted. And when this really comes down to it, if we're to believe that this is a kidnapping for ransom, if we're to believe this, these are the two most probable ways, I believe, and that's what we're going to explore today. So if we're talking about a kidnap that would be a Rich by proxy, how would she have been targeted? Well, I went back and I looked at how do these people get targeted? How do these more sophisticated Rich organizations target? And how they target, number one, is they are looking and scrubbing social media, right? That's really an easy way to target. It's an easy way to get on people with wealth because they either talk about their wealth. It's easy to find out their net worth because you could just, there's multiple sites. You can Google that. You don't even have to, once you Google it, then you can get your results and then you can dig deep into what those results are. And you can find out people who have great wealth that are just vulnerable in and of itself, vulnerable to being, to conducting a kidnapping and possibly getting ransom, right? You can't get blood from a turnip. So the number one thing in a Rich attack is you got to make sure you have somebody who has access to money. So that's number one. And that's number one, how they do it is a total social media scrub. So now just say, I'm a Rich attacker. I'm part of an organized group, however many, say there's four or five of us. And our sole goal is to find people with great wealth. Now, the next thing I'm going to want to do is find people that have cryptocurrency. How am I going to find that? How am I going to know they have cryptocurrency? Well, blockchains, which are the public way, this is easy. Blockchains are the public way that somebody with cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, they have a wallet, just means a bank account, basically, and they want to send it to another account. They have to send it through what they call a blockchain. And this computer system that sends these transactions is basically impenetrable. So when you send, it's gone to that wallet, and then you have to trace from there. But we're just going to talk really simple. So the question is, did Savannah Guthrie or her husband have access to cryptocurrency? We don't know that answer. And that answer has not been disclosed by anyone yet. CertiK, obviously, this is what they do for a living, and they have a lot of background and understanding and experience, time behind the tiller, I call it, because of sailing metaphor when my kids sailed, time behind the tiller in terms of understanding blockchains, understanding wallets that, you know, are problematic, because that's what they do. They are trying to reduce the amount of cryptocurrency fraud. Okay. So we have a wallet here and we have a wallet here. In between, transactions are done, and those are called blockchains, a chain basically where the money is transferred to. Okay. So blockchain information is sold to people. You can buy it. It's not legal. You shouldn't be doing it. It's kind of like selling people's information, their private information, which goes on all the time. I mean, if you put your name in an account for whatever, T-Mobile, AT&T, it could be anything. Whatever you put it on, your, you know, a credit card, whatever it is, these companies, not all, some, they sell this information. And that's why we're constantly getting spammed. And that's why you're getting 10 phone calls a day from spam trying to get money out of you, or you to sign up for this cruise ship vacay, or whatever it might be. So our personal information is sold, just like blockchain information is sold. And that's exactly what these sophisticated networks do, is they seek out blockchain information because they want to make it easy, if they do a kidnap by proxy, that the person can contact, they could say, we want this amount of money in Bitcoin, and the person can Bitcoin it right over to them. Obviously, even if you have 45 million, you can easily buy the appropriate amount of Bitcoin and also transfer that way. So there's two ways to do it, obviously, but it's most easy if you got a lot of money already in a Bitcoin account, because then you can wish it over. Now, again, that's, so we're doing two ways that she could have been targeted by Porch Guy. And again, we're focusing very much on, we're getting in the weeds of how this would work. So again, I'm a Wrench Coin operator. The number one thing I'm going to do is, I'm a Wrench Sophisticate. I've got my four or five buddies, and this is what we do all day long for our money. It's a job. And we, first of all, we're scrubbing social media, right? We're scrubbing it, and we're trying to figure out all the people who have wealth. Then we're trying to figure out, is there a blockchain address? Is there something that I can coordinate with their wealth that ties Bitcoin or cryptocurrency into that particular person? That's my second goal. And again, as I said, you don't necessarily have to own Bitcoin, but boy, it's a lot easier. Third, I'm looking at who their relatives are. Now, I'm not going to do a complete dossier on their relatives, but I'm going to do it as complete as I can. I'm going to do it as involved as I can, just like sleuths do here, just like you and I do here. I am going to deep dive all the relatives. So let's do that.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Right now, Savannah Guthrie comes up on my radar. I'm going to tell you why she ends up coming up on my radar for all these things. That it's because she was highly touted as doing the Olympics. This is something that would have been known worldwide. She's doing the Olympics. She is the chosen one, or two, more than just her. But nevertheless, it was touted. It was advertised. It would be known internationally because the games are an international focus, right? And she was supposed to do it. So now maybe she comes up on my radar. I don't know if I'm hunting people of wealth. 45 million is pretty high, but just think of all the people with even greater wealth than that. But now she's doing the Olympics. She's, you know, Wordle. I know Wordle was announced later, but it was in the works way before then. So now we have somebody who is worth a lot of money in the news, in the media, and now they're being able to be seen by a sophisticated group because they have a lot of people to work with, millions and millions and millions of people worldwide that have millions and millions of dollars. So how did they draw down to this? And again, I'm going to start with, we're going to work it from two vantage points, but we're going to start with the crypto vantage point. So now Savannah Guthrie gets on my radar. I'm behind the scenes. I'm working with my buddies, my other sophisticates that do these attacks and do them for a living and make a lot of money with ransoms. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more. So now I have this person on my radar. Now I'm going to look at daughters, sisters, parents, children. How can I get ransom for her? How can I get rent? Can I take her? Well, I think if they did any work at all around Savannah Guthrie, her situation is pretty tight security. I mean, she comes to work in a limo. She has a bodyguard. She's in New York. There's cameras everywhere. I personally, if I am on the Ranch Attack staff of doing this for a living, I am going to X her out right away. I'm going to say, we are never going at this high profile person. We'll never get to them. We'll get caught. Doesn't matter what mope I get. The mopes are really dumb and they're not going to be able to pull this off. Okay, so scratch her. So now I move on to the husband. Similar situation. He's got a huge job. It's in New York. He's got bodyguards. He's got drivers. Yeah, that's not going to work either. How about children? I've got children that are around nannies, children that are around caregivers, children that are being chauffeured, children that also are heavily guarded in this way because they have nannies and caretakers with them. Nah. And again, the biggest factor is I'm in New York City. New York City never sleeps. New York City has cameras everywhere. Just ask Luigi Mangione. Nah, that's not going to work either. Well, let's check out the brother. Okay, the brother, he's up in Vermont. He lives a pretty quiet life, but he's military. He's retired military. We don't know this for sure, but I would believe that he probably, like most military and a lot of police, have their houses fairly fortified with cameras, with ADT, you know, security, that if you go in there, it's going to make loud noises and the company's going to be, and you're going to have to put in your password, right? So Cameron probably isn't my target. I go on to Annie and Tommaso. They live close. He's a school teacher. She has several different jobs. She's a writer. She works for the university. She sells gyms. She kind of has all these different jobs. But they have a child. Their location is a little bit more congested. Their neighbors are closer together. Now I've got to deal with multiple people in one household, just like with Cameron. I've got two people there. I've got a child there. Let's move on. That's a possibility, but let's move on. It's better than Cameron, but let's move on. It's certainly better than Savannah and her husband, but let's move on. Now let's go to Nancy. Mom is alive. Dad is not alive. Mom lives in an absolute secluded area. They have light pollution ordinance. I right now am getting excited at this point. I'm going, light pollution, perfect. This is great. It's going to be so dark that whoever we get contracted to do this job is likely going to be able to hide very well. Their vehicle, their person, this might work just fine. She's 84. That means she's old. She's not going to put up a big struggle. This is not going to be like going into a house with multiple family members and issues that we're going to have to look at. Does she have ADT? I'm a good ADT commercial. Does she have a security system? Nope. Did a few drive-bys, did our own cyber looking into things because these people are sophisticated. I shouldn't even say the drive-by piece because these people are the behind the scenes. So erase that. We're going to get into that a little bit later where they're going to ask the mopes to do that. But this is still just targeting. So I'm still working on my targeting. And now I'm looking at how difficult is this going to be to get to Nancy? How often is she home? Where does she go to? How does she transport? Does she drive? Does she take Ubers? Does she just never leave? I mean, she's 84 years old. And then I find out great things. I do Google Maps. I do the Google satellite mapping. I do everything I can to determine from behind the scenes whether she has an ADT or any sort of security account. Like, she doesn't have any of that. Whoops, I see a camera. She got a camera. we're going to have to pull that camera off. We're going to have to make sure that's done so our moke doesn't get exposed. But this looks pretty good. I don't have to worry about anybody else in the house. I don't have to worry about a fight. But are they close with one another? You know, you got to look at that. I mean, if you have somebody who's super rich, but they're estranged from the person you decide to kidnap, that's not maybe going to be worth the $4 million you want. So I look into that and I see pictures of them together. Now I see where Nancy Guthrie is described as an occasional guest on the Today Show. Ooh, an occasional guest on the Today Show. I'm literally salivating now, because now I'm going to have all this great footage of her. I'm going to see what kind of health she's in. I'm going to see how she gets around. Does she look healthy? Does she look infirmed? Oh, wow. There was an actual 2025 November release. Could have been filmed a little bit earlier, but November release of Nancy Guthrie. Ooh, I know what she looks like. She has a cane. She gets around. She's mentally very good. I'm not going to have to deal with somebody super infirmed. This should be somebody that we should be able to keep alive. Looking at the 2025 Today Show footage, this looks pretty good. They seem like they really care about each other. Look at all this footage, this hometown footage, the Mexican restaurant, this love they share between them, everything they have in common. Ooh, let's go back a little further and look at the fact that Nancy Guthrie raised Savannah Guthrie and the other children by herself. That is typical of causing a close bond, right? There's no father figure. She didn't remarry. This is going to be a bond. Why would she have her on the Today Show all these times? Look at how they interact with each other. It's so familiar. It's so loving. Okay, add on to that. Oh, good. Now I get to see what the inside of the house looks at, because she was on in 2013. She was on in, I think, Savannah joined in 2012, 2013, I think 2019 again, and I think others. In any event, if you look at that, the bed making, yay, I get a whole thing. I can see how the bedroom is laid out. I can see her bed. I can notice more things are on this nightstand than another nightstand. She probably sleeps on this side of the bed. I see a window here where I'm going to be able to do, let my mopes know they can do a little off. There's a window there. Light pollution. Nobody's got their porch lights on. Nobody turns their floodlights on. Nothing like that, unless they're expecting company probably. And I'm speaking from a place of living in a neighborhood like this. You just weren't allowed to keep anything on unless you had a party. Maybe you were expecting somebody. But other than that, everything had to be turned off, or you could get this nasty little citation, which meant you have to pay some money, which is never fun. And people observe it because they want to walk outside and they want to see the night sky that looks like out of Dances with Wolves. So they want this atmosphere and they are very respectful of it. So now I have this vulnerable woman. I know her daughter is worth $45 million. Hopefully, in this part, we don't know. There's a blockchain that I've been able to buy, and I to confirm she's on blockchain. And I'm like, this is a good target. This is good. So now I have to go with, well, who's my mope going to be? How am I going to get that? Well, the same way I get all my mopes. I go on the dark web. And I start hunting. I start hunting for people talking about that they want to do kidnappings. They want to be rich. They want to make money. They're not afraid of murder. They're not afraid of hurting anybody. They are all in. And I pick one. Just like the two young men that I believe were picked in California to do that completely confirmed wrench attack a mile north the day before. I'm not a mile north, sorry, an hour and a half north the day before. So it's kind of a potluck who your mopes are. I mean, you know, it's like shopping for anything. When you go and you want to shop for an electrician, a plumber, a handyman, you don't know what you're going to get unless you use a referral. You really don't. You're reaching out on you know, Angie's List or all these other areas, you know, Craigslist, whatever you use to find these people. Maybe you Google best hand, highest rated handyman from Yelp, you know, in your area. However you're doing it, you got a picture with the dark web. It works very similarly. You're just not looking for a handyman. You're looking for a kidnapper. Same concept. And then again, within the Wrench Attack intelligence community, they're also going to have their list of people that have been successful or know somebody or this or that. So I think there's many ways a Wrench Attack abductor can be found and is found. That's just facts. The problem with Wrench Attack by proxy, a lot of them we never hear about. Consider the amount that was asked for in this attack. Only 10% of Savannah Guthrie's net worth. This is another reason why I think it could be Wrench Attack, even now with all we know with the notes. The note, the last note certainly gave me pause because of the way it was worded. But the more I think about it, and as I've said multiple times, I believe that is self-serving. Geez, we've murdered somebody now. We don't want the death penalty. This was supposed to start out as an easy ransom. We get our money. We go, we tell them she's in some abandoned house 5 miles away. They get her and we're done. But she dies. So we're doing a note now to say we're sorry. We didn't mean it, blah, blah, blah. Because when we get caught, we want our defense attorney to have somebody. And that's what I think happened. I think that's why it was written. I don't think it's because they love her or they love the family or they're worried or they want to self-sell. She was buried in nature. I think it's all for them. I think it was AI written. And that's what I think.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Now, but the question is, with this mope now, who are we going to get? The best place, just like when you get somebody to do your plumbing, and that's... that's the interesting thing, I think, with crime. Because unless you're a criminal or unless you're a cop who has investigated or an agent who's investigated these people, their crime is their everyday life. That's why I joke around. Please go watch Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction is probably the most real in terms of this, in terms of how crime, no matter how vicious, no matter what type of crime you're doing, it is your life and it becomes very normal. You know, he's got his finger on the trigger, John Travolta, and he shoots Marvin in the head. Marvin dies. And they talk about it like, you know, somebody who just spilled over all the oats when they're getting ready to feed. Tell them in Kansas, now I've got feeding horses on my mind. But it's normal to them. So and you clean it up. You shot him. You clean it up. Oh, what are we going to do with this car? We got to get it off the road. Blah, blah, blah. That is how criminals act with one another about things that to you and I, to the normal person, would seem outlandish, outrageous, so horrible. That is a day at the office for them. And I think that's really important that when we're talking about all of this, again, it's a Wrench Attack is a day at the office for them, if that's what this is. But you're going to try to find the mopes that will actually be able to carry out this mission successfully. Why we're focused on this. So now you've got your mope. They're familiar with Tucson. They know the area. You've given them the dossier. You've given them some seed money so that they can buy the backpack and some clothes and they can do some drive-bys and they can do some site surveys. They can have some equipment. You know, they can have what they need. And you set them loose. You set them loose. So that's one possibility of how Nancy Guthrie was targeted and selected if it ends up being more sophisticated. Now let's go down the other route The other route is not a sophisticated wrench attack at the top, but rather something that was more organically grown. And these are like a lot of cases I've had. Something that is much more familiar with me to me than understanding, because I never investigated a wrench attack. What's much more familiar to understanding, and that this could very well be, is literally the handyman, a maid at one point, somebody that lived in her house at one point, literally sitting around with a bunch of people, hanging out, whatever. And they are discussing the woman that lives in the house. And, oh my gosh, Guthrie, did you see Savannah Guthrie? Isn't that that old woman's daughter? She just got picked to do the Olympics. How much is she worth? $45 million. Oh my gosh. Nancy Guthrie is in that house. She's all by herself. I did work at her house. I live near her. They check on her once a week. No one's around. That camera system is either, because the one on the garage, I think, is a faux system from before, the one at the corner light, not the two on top. Maybe they've never noticed the two on top. I mean, Pima County and the FBI didn't notice the two on top. Let me just do a couple of thank yous here. Thank you, Kelly. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And oh my gosh, thank you so much, Cinder Lee. I just love, you know, the membership piece of this to me is what means the most. That's why I don't do advertisers. I don't think I'll ever do them. Like I said, I started doing them, if you look back at some of my shows, and then I stopped, and then I've had several approach, and I just can't break up a show to talk about food or clothes or whatever it might be. Nevertheless, I want to get back into this. So now you're sitting around, and when I say this, this is how so many people are targeted for crimes. And they say, yeah, she doesn't have any security. She doesn't have ADT. At least she didn't when I was there, which was however many months ago. And oh, by the way, we can look and see, you know, everything about her. She was just on the Today Show. Savannah's worth all this money. Savannah just got picked to go to be the Olympic spokesperson. So now it's on their radar. Now they're talking about it. Because maybe they never watched the Today Show before. But between the Today Show and this, they start talking about it. And all that takes, this is where I'm getting. So now you're around 20 people. All it takes is one or two bad guys. And there is case after case after case where rich people are targeted. And this is the nexus. This is the genesis, I should say. The genesis and the nexus. The genesis is this conversation that maybe comes up because of the Olympics. Maybe it just comes up because they're talking about rich people they used to work for. Whatever the reason, it comes up and it happens to come into the earshot of somebody in their group that is a bad guy. And that bad guy is going, wow, this sounds promising. Kidnapper, take her to a place that we know that's close by. We'll keep her there. We're not stupid enough to send this out in an email like Kalela did. We're not stupid like that. We're not going to text anybody. We're going to send it to the local stations. We know the local stations, and they'll get the message out because we don't want to get caught. If we send email to email, we're going to get caught. If we text, we're going to get caught. We're smarter than that. We're smarter than that. We wear our guns right where we can get them. We got our gloves on. They might be a little bit oversized. They might not be able to pull off that ring camera. Let me just get a little bit of these IVs over here and grab this, and we'll get her done. We're not going to use our language to send these notes. We'll use AI. Of course, use AI. They're never going to be able to trace it. How much do we ask for? small amount. We want to be able to get paid, just like the wrench people, not to digress. These people also know we want to get paid. Think about right now, if your mom, loved one, husband, child, somebody you really love was taken and the ransom was for 10% of what you had. Say you are worth right now $500,000 between if you sold your home, you sold your house, all the money in your bank account, some securities you have. Say you flush all that out, you're worth $500,000 net worth. So they're asking for $50,000, 10% of that. Could you come up with that? If you could, would you? If you could, would you? That was the question that was really asked of Savannah, right? You're worth $35 million, we're asking $4 million. Something that I think if you're logically thinking, you're thinking this is something that could be gotten pretty easy. 10% of somebody's worth. So that's where you're thinking as a kidnapper, whether you're a wrench, that makes sense to me, or whether you're organic. You do not want to put out a number like 20 million. You don't want to put out 20 million if they're worth 40 million. That's half of everything they have. What are they going to sell? All their townhomes and in, you know, their high rises in New York and all their stocks? No, they can't get that money and they can't get it quick. You're going to keep it workable. You're going to keep it something they can afford. No, either way, whether it's wrench or whether it's homegrown, we're on the homegrown side. So we come up with a number that we think's reasonable. She's worth 40 million, 4,000 or 4 million. That's where I think they came up with the figure. I don't think 4 million was just out of the blue. And we're going to punish them. If they don't come up with it in time, we're going to charge them another 2 million. Makes sense. You got to put some skin in the game. If you're going to get this money out or from them, you got to tell them, listen, these deadlines are of the essence. Just really quick. Oh, Kelly, thank you. Thank you so much. No, that is just so nice. So now, thank you, LJ. So now, you've got this money. Now you got to come with a plan. On the 11th, maybe you do a pass by. At least a neighbor thinks something happened then. Savannah actually puts out an email, says check around on the 11th. We think something happened then. And again, I am not convinced that this was two different days. I'm really not. The day that they had their holster and their backpack versus that it was all in one day. I really do think they might have come up initially, kind of scoped things out, then rigged out, what we call rigged out, put on their gun and their backpack, everything they thought they were going to need, and then ducked down and went in to grab that camera out. So again, we're talking about homegrown. Now he's ready. He's picked the first. Goes in there. He's careful. He's slow. He's methodical. He's already decided he's going to do this. He's not rushed. He's planned it out. He's thought about it for a long time. His buddies have told him a little bit about the house and what he didn't know about that bedroom layout. He was easily able to see online. I mean, you can get the whole layout of the house online. You all have done it. I've done it. We know exactly how it's laid out, how it is. He knows where the cameras are. He doesn't know about the two on the roof. Like I said, law enforcement didn't figure out those for several days. Mopes around, opens the door. I really think there's somebody else here with him. He grabs her, takes her out. In the process of picking her up, snatching her, he does some internal damage where when she leaves, she's very much alive. But she expirates blood from internal because she coughs. I don't think that's a sneeze. It's too much of it. I think it's coughing from internal damage inside from just how frail she was. I think they had no idea how frail Nancy Guthrie was. on either side. Wrench Attack didn't do enough homework. Everybody's looking at the November 2025 footage of Nancy where she seems great. I mean, look at that footage. She looks fabulous. She's got a cane, but she gets around. The cooking show, she's fabulous. She's got lots of energy. She doesn't look like a frail old woman at all in any of the footage. So that's what they think they're dealing with. That's why I know this wasn't anybody close. But back to this organic homegrown version. She gets her out. Or they get her out. They get her in the car. They throw her in the trunk. And they take her to the location that they already have planned where they're going to keep her. They've already scouted that out too. This takes a lot of work. They've scouted it out. They know it's in a dark place. They know it's abandoned. They know they're not going to, or they feel confident they're not going to get caught. I mean, some of these people take people to Airbnbs. Now the Airbnbs now all have Ring cameras and things. I don't think it was that, but they take her someplace that they are confident with. They know this area. Whether it's a mope that would have been hired through a more sophisticated organization or through a referral from another bad guy that had worked for that organization, or whether it is homegrown, natural, word of mouth, more like what I've seen in crime. No matter, they take her there. Right away, the next day, they get those notes out, and doggone it, these Tucson radio stations are not cooperating because we thought they would put this all over the airwaves. And to their credit, they didn't. From a law enforcement point of view, to their credit, they didn't. So now what? All right. What does everybody know in the celebrity news? Who's watching in terms of these crime cases? Who has social media, mainstream media? Maybe that's the problem. We need to get across everything. Who has the biggest footprint when it comes to both social media, mainstream media, involving criminal cases like this, you know, like Charlie Kirk's, like the big type cases that this is going to be. And celebrity, which Savannah is a celebrity talk show host, TMZ, this is a no-brainer. No one has a bigger footprint in this way. In this way. Let's send it to them. The first note only. They get the one note. The first note goes out, and finally, somebody's saying something. It's all over the news. The Guthrie family knows. The FBI is evaluating it. The FBI, well, and again, the FBI would have had it from the local stations, but there's no pressure. There's no pressure. Right? So they send it to the local stations. The FBI gets it. The FBI tells the Guthries. They're already starting right away to work. What are we going to do? What's our plan? What are we going to say? Behavioral analysis unit, we need your input. How is this all going to work? We got to get it all together. We're going to do a public statement. TMZ gets it. Now it's broadcast all over the place. Right? So now there's pressure on the Guthries. For the world to see, are they going to pay it or aren't they? If they don't, the world's going to see it. And if they do, the world's going to see it. But who cares? Because we've got her sitting in some horrible, skanky place, like some of the cases we've talked about before that this mopes knew about. So she's sitting in there. And then what happens? Things start going bad. They didn't research her enough to know about the medication. They didn't research her enough to know about how bad her health issues really were. They're trying to keep her alive. They need her, not because they care about her, but they need her. They need her. And then you know what? She starts tanking. It all starts going bad, really bad. They try to keep her alive. They keep her alive for several days, but not, I say several days, I'm wrong. I should say, several hours. They keep her alive long enough to make the first two notifications to the two local stations and to TMZ. And then after the TMZ, somewhere shortly after that is sent, I believe, which was the third. She dies. Now what are we going to do? They want proof of life. Cameron Guthrie got on and said, we need proof of life. We need proof of life. Contact us again. They don't have it. They're not experienced with this. They don't know what to do. They're spitballing here. Oh God, what are we going to do? You know what we're going to do? We are going to get rid of her body. We're going to put her out in that Sonora desert, somewhere in that vast desert. She will be completely gone within a very short period of time between wildlife, between the elements. They're not going to bury her anywhere because that is hard pan. I've talked about this weeks ago. It is hard pan. I was out there in Nevada for a case I had. It is hard pan. We're going to put her in the desert. We're going to hide her under a scrub. You know who else talked about that was Cheryl McCollum. Cheryl McCollum talked all about it. She went out there early on and said, you can't dig into this. Of course you can't. You can't. You don't need to. It's vast and there are plenty of places to hide. And she would be gone in 24, 48 hours. Parts of her would still be there, the mandible, femur, some major parts, for sure, that are still going to be there. She's gone, and you know what we're doing? We're going to send one more note. We're not going to send it to TMZ. We're going to send it to the local stations, and we're going to say we're sorry. Because if we get caught, we are absolutely facing the death penalty. We're going to say we're sorry. Because we really didn't mean her to die. And we're going to hope for the best whenever we get caught. Because we're probably going to get caught, but we hope we're not going to get caught. And they still haven't got caught. We're coming up on 5 months. And that's what happened. That's how they chose her. And then they faded off into obscurity because nothing is more important to them than their life. And they know their life's on the line. Anyway, guys, I really thank you for being here. I know this is an odd time. It's not our morning show that we like to do. I'll be back on schedule probably starting Wednesday and be done with traveling at least until Friday. I am so excited. I'm going to announce it, though, on Friday, something fun that's happening on Friday. Wednesday, I think we're going to be doing a show together, Daniel and I, with a new something we want to explore regarding Porch Guy. It's something new that we're talking about now, working through some pictures, trying to figure out a couple of things. And so I'm really excited about that. Oh my gosh, a new member. Thank you so much, Mary. I really appreciate it. For all the new members, we do, if you are a $3.99 or up member a month, we're going to have a drawing on August 1st because a long time ago I said this is probably around a 6-month case. So August 1st, hopefully we'll see some movement, something positive happening from a investigative standpoint come out. We're only about a month away. It's inching up. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. All I care about is we find what happened to Nancy Guthrie. So anyway, put together a little FBI basket, and I will be sending that. Well, it's not a basket, FBI things, and I'll be sending that to the winner, So I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope it gave you guys some things to think about, whether wrench, whether organic, how she was really targeted, how this all really came to be. Mods, the best anywhere. Really appreciate everyone in chat. I think this is the best chat. I know our numbers were light today. I think noon on a Monday is pretty tough. But we will be back doing our morning show. But for each of you who managed to take time out of your morning or your afternoon here. I so appreciate it. And thanks to all. Till next time, may justice be served for Nancy Guthrie and for all the missing.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.